You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a farmer who stopped by in his pickup truck at his neighbor's house. And when the neighbor came out, he noticed there were two dogs in the back of the truck. So he asked the farmer, "Where those dogs come from?" He said, "I just got them yesterday, two new dogs." He said, "Oh, that's nice." And the farmer said, "Yep, named them Timex and Rolex." He said, "What? Those are strange names for a dog." He said, "Not at all. I got them to be watchdogs." I don't know a lot about farming. I grew up in a big city, Shawneetown, Illinois. But when I was a little boy, I loved wearing overalls every chance I got because I thought when I grew up, I wanted to be a farmer. And every summer, I looked forward to the week that I got to go to my Uncle Johnny's farm to spend the week on the farm, riding with him on the tractor. But after a few summers, I soon began to realize that farming was a lot of hard work. Oftentimes, the day starting well before sunrise and ending long after darkness had fallen. So I made the decision I wanted to try something a little less strenuous. Today's parable is about a sower who was not an efficient farmer. This sower sowed seeds on bad soil. Farmers know that they need fertile soil before they plant the seeds. But oftentimes this parable is referred to as the prodigal sower. We're all familiar with the parable of the prodigal son, who was a runaway, who was wasteful in his spending. And the reason this parable is sometimes referred to as the prodigal sower is because this sower was a runaway sower, wasteful, lavish in sowing the seeds. But the focus of the story is not about farming, but it's about the kingdom of God. Jesus told parables about things that were familiar to people to teach us about things that are unfamiliar, the kingdom of God. Jesus used parables about the here and now to help us better understand the then and there. And the message to today's parable is that God is like that prodigal sower, that reckless runaway, sower of the seed, sowing the seeds of God's love lavishly everywhere, even where they may never grow. God's love rains down on the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. And so the challenge of today's parable for us is to be like God, to sow the seeds of God's love, kindness, patience, mercy, and gentleness with that same reckless abandon, trusting that if we will do the sowing of the seeds, God's abundant and amazing grace will produce a bountiful harvest in ways and in places and in people that we might never imagine. Of course, we all know it's not so easy to sow these seeds of kindness and compassion in places and in people that are not receptive. But we must do so with the confidence that God's grace is more powerful than our human efforts. Indeed, our hope is not in what we can do, but our confidence in God comes from what God can do. There's a story told about an elderly man in a small town who outlived all of his friends. And when the man died, there were just a handful of people who came to his funeral service in church. At the cemetery, there was only one other person there besides the pastor. And this person was wearing a military uniform. after the pastor had the prayers of committal at the cemetery, the soldier in uniform stepped forward and gave a solemn salute before leaving the gravesite. Curious about all this, the pastor, not knowing the gentleman in the military uniform, went over and asked him what the salute was all about. And the soldier replied, "Well, when I was a very young boy, this man was my Sunday school teacher. And I was a wild lad, never cooperative or attentive. But he never gave up on me and always treated me with respect and kindness. And he never knew how his manner toward me changed my life. I'm now a brigadier general, and I wanted to give him a final salute because I owe everything I am to him." Let us, like the sower of the seed in today's parable, sow the seeds of God's love and kindness with reckless abandon, confident that they will indeed produce a bountiful harvest in ways, in places, and in people that we might never imagine.